So this is from the Affordable Care Act that went into place, really did benefit IHS beneficiaries. So in 2014, Kenai-Tsee Indian Tribe chose to participate in this program, and it's offered to tribal members and descendants of tribal members. There's a couple different facts about each one that are a little bit different. It's income-based or medically need-based. You cannot qualify for any other insurances like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, or insurance through your employer. But after we check all of those areas, then we can look at the income-based or the medical need-based for the patients.
Oh, how many folks are signed up for this at this point?
Currently, I have about 80. The first year we implemented this, we had 80 enrollees just right away, and then Medicaid expansion came along, and we lost a good percent of those. So it's taken us since 2015 to come back up to these numbers.
How does this differ from beneficiary care under IHS in general? That's, you know, that it was before.
Right. Good question. It doesn't change any of your beneficiary care. You still have access to all of those benefits. This is just another layer of coverage. This is coverage when, oh my gosh, they're closed and I need to go to the ER, or I'm traveling. So it's an extra layer. And then also it's very beneficial for your tribal health facility is that they're able to bill that insurance as well and preserve some of our IHS funds.
How's the sign-up process? Somebody walks in, they make an appointment with you, and how long does this all take? What are the steps?
Okay. So anybody presenting at the front desk says, I'm interested in insurance, will trigger the front desk to call out your family health resource technician, who will make sure that what insurance group you would be eligible for. And if it happens to be TSHIP, it's a very, very easy enrollment process. At the time that we meet with them, we would sign an agreement. We review that with them, sign it. We would schedule them an appointment with our enroller, and this is at their convenience on the phone. They don't have to travel anywhere for that appointment. And our enroller asks them to have about an hour available to go through the whole process of purchasing the insurance. And then after they've met all of that, they've met with the enroller. The process is if it's before the 15th of the month, the next month on the first, you'll have coverage. If it's after the 15th of a month, then it won't be the next month, but it'll be the following month.
And you mentioned before, it's totally paid.
Yes, absolutely. There's some different levels. Tribal members, everybody's premiums paid if you're a native. We pay that. Non-native family members can be on the policy, but they pay their own premium, but they get the discount for having the family group together. So everybody's premiums paid. Tribal members are 100% free. They can go where they want to go, and the bill is paid. Descendants have a deductible and a copay that they're required to meet. But it's still beneficial because if they're in an IHS facility, they can meet that deductible there. It's good for all family members. If the parent came in and the parent's a tribal member, but the children are descendants, they still get all the benefits of that tribal member that has enrolled, they're enrolled under. And it's like the Affordable Care Act, those children are able to be covered until they're 26. Up until age 19, they also get vision and dental, which is a really nice addition for families.